This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek, still in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, still in Solvang, California at Flag Is Up Farms. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 14th, episode 1677. Can you tell I'm still sick, too? Brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning.
Serious?
That one's so short.
I know, it's so abrupt. So I still have this cold, and it's like everybody in my entire classes has a cold and is sick.
Oh, so you're all even anyway.
We're blaming, like I said, the South Africans who had a 30-hour flight here. So they took the blame. They're sick too. But I'm getting better. I sound a little better, don't I?
Yeah, you sound a little better. You're not quite as stuffy as you were the other day.
Yeah, I can breathe out of one nostril right now, so it's really helping me talk.
Well, that's good. Well, I know Wednesday was a bit of trouble. And it hasn't stopped you from being in the dusty arenas all day long?
Oh my gosh, there's no dust here. They water everything every five minutes. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's like the greatest place to ride a horse or train a horse ever. It's so unbelievable. Like, I feel bad. Like, when I go in the morning to ride Zeus before class, I feel bad because the arena is perfectly watered and groomed like one of those Zen gardens. And I know that they do that for Pat, Monty's wife, who rides every afternoon, and I feel like I shouldn't mess it up because it's a perfect Zen garden and it's supposed to be groomed for her, but I'm like, whatever, here I come.
Is Pat Zeus still practicing her reining?
She does everything and she shows all the time. She's so amazing. I did laugh riding after her when I take Zeus into the big arena and then she's ridden before me. I told her, I'm like, it's really funny riding after you because she does sliding stops and Zeus treats them like trot poles.
Jumps over.
He's always like up, like right over the little sliding stops. And so there's sliding stops on both ends. And I'm like, that's like a trot pole exercise without trot poles.
And we're talking, of course, about Pat Roberts, Monty Roberts' wife, who and Jamie's yes. staying there doing her advanced training and actually staying in the house, which is a throwback to the 1960s and 70s when you look at all the pictures on the walls. And I had goosebumps the entire time I was in Monty's man cave. And all the pictures of him and all these celebrities and the Queen and all that stuff. It was really cool.
It's a really beautiful home.
Does she still have her sculptures everywhere? Because Pat's a sculptor.
It's like a museum. Yeah. And of course she's working on this current sculpture. It's a new join up sculpture that she's doing. And Monty wanted to be skinnier in this one. So she's been building this sculpture and it's literally on the kitchen counter. And we'll be sitting in the kitchen and listen to me. Like, I'm some like hoity-toity. I can't believe they let me stay in the house. I don't think they had any other room for me. They felt sorry for me and I sleep in the barn. But I'm sitting there talking to her while she's making this sculpture. It's absolutely amazing.
Is she making Monty into a little stick figure? Is that?
she's like, I did give him a little bit more of a butt.
That's funny.
So there, she's an absolute joy and what an amazing woman. I hope that I am half as active as her at her age. I mean, my gosh, just absolutely awesome. So anyway, Jennifer, what are we going to do on today's show?
Well, coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we are going to put the Facebook is not allowed to sell horses discussion to bed. Thank you very much. And Maybe. Then after that, Pam Booterball and Diane Olds Rossi are going to take Dancing with the Stars to a whole new level with something they're calling competitive equestrian dancing. You heard it here first. And then Bad Ads is going to feature a record number of listener-submitted audio. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Yay!
It's going to be so easy for us today. We just sit back and listen. It's perfect.
I got tired of hearing us.
Yeah, you know what, too? And it's Friday, and I'm tired, and you're tired, and we don't really want to work that hard anyway. So that's perfect. All right, Daily Winnie time. I actually have two today. My first one is a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
It's Christy Landwehr's birthday. Of course, she is host of the Horses in the Morning show once a month for the Certified Horsemanship Association. She'll be here next week. So it's her birthday. Just wanted to wish her a happy birthday. An absolutely lovely, lovely, lovely person that we've gotten to know and spend some time with. And I won't play it again. I'll just give my second Daily Winnie to Megan Lynn and the Natural E, who leads after day one at the Ocala CCI One Star over at the Florida Horse Park. And who is the Natural E? Well, you've heard us talk about the Natural E before and the Elevate event team. That's Kentucky Performance Products and Karen over there. That's her event team. And Megan Lynn is the rider. Last month, they had a big win at Red Hill CIC One Star last month. And she's leading after dressage. Get this. Day one of dressage. Now, there's another day of dressage to go, but she has a 38.1. So I think she's sitting pretty good. So, yeah. 26 rides were yesterday, and she was leading with the 38.1. Is another 29 today, all in the one star.
Wow.
We're going to head over tomorrow to watch a little cross country and also to see Karen and to meet these horses that we've been hearing about. This one that we're talking about here is a 9-year-old Danish warm blood. So we're going to head over tomorrow.
He's amazing. Yep. Leo.
So we're going to go meet Leo in person. And your turn.
Oh God, I miss my little baby. Oh, I get to see her this weekend. Yay.
Going home, huh? Yeah,
I am. I'm going to head home this afternoon and spend Easter with the fam. Oh, and I'll be back.
Your son is going to forget what you look like.
No, we FaceTime now.
Oh,
we
FaceTime.
I wanted to give my Daily Winnie, well, a couple of the newsy items, but Elisa Wallace has made it over to England
for
badminton.
Right?
Yes, which starts the week after Rolex. So I did see that there's a lot of the 6 American horses: Hannah Sue Burnett and Harbor Pilot, Catherine Coleman and Longwood, Lauren Kiefer and Landmark's Monte Carlo, Lauren Kiefer and Veronica, Lynn Szymanski and Donner, and Elisa Wallace and Simply Priceless. But my Daily Winnie goes out to Elisa because she's on this horse that's literally about to go in badminton, and she gets to England. She finally meets up with Simply Priceless. They get back together. She gives him like a day and a half off and hops on him bareback in a halter and trail rides him. Like, what 4-star fit badminton event horse can you just hop on in a halter and bareback and go gallop around outside? So anyway, I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing and obviously has a really good relationship with her horses.
Yeah, just awesome. She's so good.
Well, let's talk about this. I'm so sick of seeing this on Facebook that I did some research today, found some articles, and I just want to talk about this whole selling horses on Facebook debacle and thing that's been going around. So hopefully we can clarify this a little bit. And with the help of cavaletti.com.au, which is a site in Australia that has horses for sale and posts on Facebook. They also
That's what I was. When I read this, it literally, this just sounds like an ad for Cavaletti.
Well, this was so Cavaletti that wrote it. But no, but I double checked all this stuff too. And there's a couple articles out there about this. So what happened was Facebook has always had a policy about selling animals on Facebook, and it's just not allowed. Okay. And it's always been there. Now, what happened is they didn't enforce it, which tells me, and Jennifer was right, she posted this morning, they didn't enforce it because probably didn't have an algorithm that would identify it, and they had to build that first, because you know, I doubt they have people checking all these. So they build an algorithm that finds them and identifies them and then flags them. Now, what the confusion is, the confusion was that people think that they can't post their horse for sale anywhere on Facebook. And, you know, technically that is true. Because if you post a horse for sale on Facebook, that's violating the terms of service. However, in reality, they are only flagging the ones that are on the Facebook marketplace, which a lot of people don't even know what that is. And also, when you are in a buy and sell group, like there's a couple of those here in Ocala, if you're in a buy and sell group and you hit the sell something tab and then you fill out the little blanks that you're actually selling something in the buy and sell group, then that will probably get flagged. But what happened is Cavaletti Classifieds contacted Facebook Rep and clarified that individual Facebook profile users and business pages who wish to use the social network to post about horses will probably not be flagged. So if you post a horse on your own page in a normal update, in a normal post, then you're probably not going to get flagged. If you post it, let's say you posted one in a private Facebook group, like our auditor room, like the HRN auditor's room, you're not going to get flagged as long as you don't use the buy and sell feature there. So you can still post these things. You've been posting all week about horses over at that are up for adoption over at Monty's that you guys are training. So that's allowed. That's in our page. Now, the other thing you can't do is like let's say you posted one of those at Horses in the Morning, one of the Monty horses over there that are trying to find homes. And then we boosted that post and paid to have a boosted post. If we did that, that violates the terms of service and it wouldn't even get accepted. They approve all those ahead of time. So they would just boot it ahead of time. So does that make any sense? Does that clarify it a little bit?
So a horse that is up for adoption that you boost the post by paying, you know, extra bucks to get seen, that's okay. But
no,
you can't sell it.
Well, no, they're saying you can't do anything.
See, I posted one yesterday and boosted it. And I boosted it and it went through.
If it gets flagged, it'll get taken down. Now, Jennifer, you had an experience with a saddle. Tell us what you did there.
This is so funny. The algorithm is far from perfect. I'm trying to sell my Western saddle. I don't use it anymore and it doesn't fit Nigel, so I may as well sell it. And I had it posted on a couple of private groups that I belong to. And this little thing popped up when I went to check on my ads to see if I had any responses. And it said, post on in more places. So I said, oh, that sounds like a good idea. So I did. And apparently that's the marketplace. When it says post to more pages and you just kind of fill out the little form and it goes all over the place for you, that's the marketplace. So I did that. And about a half an hour later, this big red thing appears above my ad that says, it appears that you're trying to sell something that is against the rules on Facebook. Please describe what you're trying to sell. And then you have to fill out the little thing. And it says, and I just put in the word saddle. I'm trying to sell a saddle. The word horse is not anywhere in the ad. I don't know how they got about it. Unless they saw the picture of a horse wearing a saddle. Yeah. It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
So it went through. You're fine then. Now that you've.
Oh, I have no idea if it went through. I just filled out the little form with the red border and the exclamation points. I don't know if the ad ever came back.
Gotcha. Well, I guess we'll all just kind of live and learn through it, but that definitely helps clarify a little bit, Glenn.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to bring that up. People think that you can't post it anywhere, and that's not true. You just have to be careful where you do post it and they're not going to boot you right away, but if they flag you and then they flag you again, I think two or three times, and then they'll lock your account and you won't have a Facebook account. So
you ask for forgiveness, not permission, people. That's what I say.
You got, they'll give you a chance. They'll definitely give you a chance. Another thing going on this weekend, we talk about it every year because it's just freaking cool, and that is the Miami Beach Show Jumping Competition is happening right now. Right now, today, the Longines Global Champions Tour kicks off and is on the beach. They set up right on the beach. So as you're sitting there watching the horses jump, you're looking at the ocean. Which is kind of cool. 12,000 people are expected to attend. And you want me to give you a list of the celebrities that are going to be competing?
Yes.
Okay. Among the riders competing for the more than $1 million in prize money, you're in the wrong business, Jamie, is Athena Onassis, granddaughter of Aristotle Onassis, Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica, Georgina Bloomberg, daughter of the former New York mayor, Sheikh Ali bin Khalid Al Thani, a member of Qatar's royal ruling family. And then we got some Olympic gold medalists like Scott Brash and Kent Farrington and several others. So it's like a celebrity who's who on the beach in Miami. And it is free, by the way. You can go watch it if you happen to be in Miami. Head on down to the beach. It's free. You can just go watch.
Yeah, they don't need the money for your ticket.
No, because the Sheikh Ali bin Haladi, they charged him 10 times the normal entry fee to get in.
He can get taken care of. Speaking of horses for sale, by the way, I just wanted to just let everybody
know. Not allowed to do that on our show. I'll flag you.
I mean, I can't. You're flagging me? Damn it.
Careful.
Never mind. I've been flagged. No, every one of the horses that is here, if you are listening to this show, I can tell you that the horses that are here that are up for adoption have no adoption fee. Just really? So you know. Yeah, there's no fee. Just come and get them. They just want them to have homes. So there's so many horses. There's little Gloria and little Fiona, the really nice kind of Clydesdale-y looking pony cross is Fiona. I've posted all of these on our Horses in the Morning page, but I'll try to get some new video today because the difference in what these horses have learned in 2 weeks is crazy. It's just awesome. They've all been saddled now and long lined, and they're just proper starter horses. It's really fun. But I did have to tell you that my little Precious, dear, sweet little angel baby Precious, she's about 12 hands and she's a firecracker, man, but she's getting a lot better. So we have to do this. It's kind of like what did you call it? Like a makeover, you know, and then you have to do a presentation at the end of the day, like a road to the horse thing, you know,
like
you have
to competition.
Do a presentation. Yep. And it is a competition. I found out that it is a competition.
Oh, it
is? There's prizes involved, which makes mama get crazy. Like now that it's a competition, I'm in competition mode. I want that blue ribbon or whatever, red ribbon. So, I'm working on all these tricks to teach little Precious, and she's so small that I thought it would be really funny if I could get her to stand on something to make her taller and just make a joke about her being so small. So I have been teaching her to pick up her feet because her feet are horrifically terrible. And so I've got her to pick up her feet, and I thought, well, how cool if I could get her to step up on something like a tub or a mounting block, you know, one of there's no circus thing here, but one of those. So they have this big log that is a mounting block. And so I thought, I'm going to get her to step up on that mounting block and be tall. And so I walk her over and I'm like, come on, Precious, step on it. And she's trying to figure it out. And she's looking at it. She's sorting it out. And she just jumps the whole damn thing. And it's big.
She's way ahead of you, Jamie.
Did that just happen? So I turn around and I'm like, no, baby girl. Come on, pick up your feet. Come on, let's do them. Boom! Jumps the thing again. So I think now I've discovered what I need to teach Precious
a
in our
freestyle thing. Jumping demonstration.
Exactly. Isn't that hysterical? And she's so tiny, and this was like a big log thing, and she jumped it from a standstill. It's like when they do the coon jumping with the donkeys.
Yep.
Mules. Yeah. It's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, they tell you what they want to do, right?
That's exactly what I said. I was like, well, guess she told me. So it's pretty funny. And then my little private, Prevote, my little horse, he got his first. He's had a halter on every single day, but for the first time I was able to walk. I did have a rope around his neck, like a lunge line around his neck, just to kind of have hold. But we got to walk up to him and put a halter on him like a big horse. It was amazing. And so I put this halter on him. We're all so proud, and we're going to leave it on him all night so we can just go in and get him in the morning, you know, because we've kind of cleared it. But he's going to be a little hesitant. Walked to his stall to say goodnight, and he'd already rubbed it off. Zeus. He's another Zeus. Like, son of a...
That's what they do.
Supposed to be quick.
Prevote will not be tamed.
Yeah, I will not be tamed.
I know, right? Oh, he's a little monster. They're all getting brain surgery next week. So, oh, he needs those things gone more than any other horse here.
So you're happy. Everybody's happy with the progress so far.
Oh yeah. It's so inspiring to see and to see all these people working with their horses and everybody else's horses and all working together to improve these horses, but also to improve the lives of horses when you leave here. Because, you know, I've got tools in my tool belt now that I can go and I can help people and I can fix horses. But people, what I'm trying to tell you is these horses are all going to be, I mean, not the gentler horses are going to be halter broke and you can touch them and do all that stuff. But and some of them are going to be started. But for the most part, like all of these horses are getting professionally trained and they are free to a good home. If they don't get homes in the next like week, they go back to the place up in Northern California and then they'll go back and get sorted out again. So I don't know. I really want some of these horses to have a home. I'll drive them as far as Arizona. Come on.
And you do have to be aware that you are getting a horse that's going to need additional training. So
Nope. They're totally agree. They're totally. Hold on. Let me go to really bad ads. It just needs a little bit of attention and constant daily handling. But other than that, it is good to go. Broke. Free to get home. Easy.
And then the disclaimer at the end, experienced riders only.
You need to be experienced, obviously. I can I'll write a really bad ad for him by the time we get there.
Post it on Facebook. See what happens.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, if anybody has any questions about any of them, just email me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com, or contact me via Facebook, because apparently I'm still confused whether I can post them on our... Can I post them on our Horses in the Morning page?
Yes, you can post them on our Horses in the Morning page, as long as we're not boosting them.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, I'm glad to hear everything is going good there. The other thing that went totally viral, I mean viral with mainstream media around the world, and we've been there numerous times, is the horse that took on the alligator.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to bring that up, too.
That's in Payne's Prairie, which is up by Gainesville. This is a very, very large thousands of acres state park that has wild horses, has wild boars, alligators, obviously. And you can go there and they have these grass walking paths all the way through the swampland, basically. And most people go there and walk around. It's very beautiful and walk around. We've never seen the horses, but most people go to see the alligators because there's lots of them and they're everywhere. And you can get within 5 feet of the alligators and just watch them doing their thing.
You can. But why would you?
But, sorry, well, it was kind of fun the day we did it. And mostly alligators just lay there. Well, if everybody's had to see this video by now. They also have wild horses. These are cracker horses, by the way. So
I'm wondering what kind they were. Yep. So the Florida cracker.
They're Florida cracker horses. And they're, if you noticed, there aren't any skinny Florida crackers in that video. These are well-fed grass horses here. And there's an alligator just laying in the middle of the path. The reason that this got filmed and you heard so many people is everybody goes out. Anybody can go out and do this walk. So there's always people there. And there were a bunch of people there watching the alligator in the walkway, which nobody was going near that. And then there were these horses grazing in some tall grass. And all of a sudden, I'm assuming it was a stallion. Could you tell?
Yeah. I couldn't tell, but the herd behavior that it showed is a stallion. And if you notice, there's a mare and foal close by.
Yeah. And I was looking for actual foals. I didn't see any foals, but
there's a foal. Yeah. There's a baby off to the side. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So I figured that it was protecting something because the alligator was facing the other way, just perfectly still, not causing any trouble at all. And the stallion comes up and just stomps the thing. I mean, just stomps on it and then came back for more, stomped at it again. Well, the alligators are quick. And he turned around and I swear, he got that horse's leg, didn't it? Isn't that what it looked like?
I thought so, but you know when the stallion trotted off and it looked sound. So, but who knows? Maybe adrenaline later on. But the article that I read said both were fine. You know, I guess maybe they interviewed them afterwards. Hey, how you doing? All right, feeling good? You know, I mean, I don't know how they know they're fine, but
yeah, you know, I guess because they were walking. And, you know, this would not be the first time that they've had a run-in with a gator because there's a lot of gators there. So I'm assuming that the horses know how to handle the gators. I was just surprised because the gator was not, he wasn't threatening them at all. And
it's literally like one of those, your next door neighbor, you know, is a murderer. And you're like, he seemed like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
The alligator's just sitting there. He wasn't doing anything.
Maybe this gator, particular gator, had caused trouble before, too. We don't know that.
Maybe he's an alligator and there was a horse with a foal nearby and the stallion's job is to protect. I mean, it didn't matter. Like, maybe he was inching his way close.
Yeah. I don't know, but it was bizarre. It was something to watch. And that hit mainstream press all over the world. That just went crazy. Yeah. And Denise just says, our guest wrangler Denise says, just as an aside, those horses are not quite so wild. Talked to a girl last night whose farrier also does the wild horses at Payne's Prairie. So apparently they do get some attention. But yeah, so there you go. I've never seen the horses there. I was bummed. And I was bummed. I didn't even know there were horses there until I saw this. We've been out there a couple times. It's a big place.
Let me go back and visit.
Yep, big place. Well, let's take a break for our title sponsor for today, and that is Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about theater and performing coming up in a minute. And of course, that's one of my favorite things to talk about. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Spring is here, and so are pastures full of luscious green grass. Spring grass is high in vitamins, minerals, and sugar. Most horses have little problem adjusting to the changing sugar levels found in spring pasture, but for at-risk horses, grazing on sugary grass can lead to big problems such as colic or laminitis. By paying attention to daily temperatures and following a couple of simple rules, you can limit your horse's access to such sugar-laden grasses. In the spring and fall of the year, limit grazing or stop it completely when daytime temperatures are warm and nighttime temperatures are below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Under these conditions, the grass produces sugar during the day and it stores it in its leaves. At night, the plant transfers the stored up sugars to the roots and stems to fuel the growth. If the evening temperatures are cold, the grass will not make that transfer, and all of the sugar will remain in the leaves where it is readily available to your horse. In the summer, when days are sunny and nights are warm, it is safe to allow grazing in the early morning hours, but it should be restricted late in the afternoon or evening. This is because most of the sugar that was produced the previous day has been used for growth overnight. Therefore, the level of sugar in the leaves is low in the morning. But as the day progresses, the grass once again accumulates sugar in its leaves in preparation for nighttime growth. So later in the day, the more sugar-packed leaves become. Because grass is a great source of essential vitamin E, horses that are restricted from grazing, especially easy keepers and horses in hard work, may develop vitamin E deficiencies. Lack of vitamin E can result in sore, stiff muscles, and neurological problems. Elevate Maintenance Powder from Kentucky Performance Products is an affordable way to provide your horse with the vitamin E missing from his diet. Each scoop provides 1,000 international units of natural vitamin E, and natural vitamin E is absorbed and retained in the tissues at a much greater rate than the synthetic vitamin E found in many feeds and supplements. Best of all, when you choose a Kentucky Performance Product supplement, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. And hopefully we'll see Karen out there at the Florida Horse Park tomorrow and her event team and get to meet the horses. We are joined now by two people, and one of them I can say their last name. The other one I cannot even try. We have Pam, who's going to tell us how to say their last name, and Diane Olds Rossi on with us. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Fine, and my last name is Butterball.
Butterball? But it... Okay.
Butterball.
Just
yeah.
like it's
a,
just
it's a
like
common it's name in our area.
Oh, is it? Okay, good, good. Well, yes, and now, Pam, I wanted to start with you, and then I want to talk to Diane a little bit, because I've heard of Diane through the years. One of the things, I owned an acting company for 10 years, so I'm partial to people who perform and who love audiences, and I know that's the case with Diane, but were you a performer, Pam?
I showed quarter horse circuit for like 23 years, and then I gradually, I started in with another clinician and studied under him for a while, about 3 years, and then I got introduced to Eitan Bachalachmi, and he's the one that kind of, you know, woke me up and taught me a little bit more about the performance end of it. And then through him, I got introduced to Diane because they were good friends. They lived real close to each other.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I saw him perform at the World Equestrian Games in 2010.
Yeah. I was at his place and I was supposed to meet her the one time, and then it ended up got too busy and I didn't get to meet her. Then several years later, she happened to be a friend of mine, happened to have her to his place in New York. So I thought, you know, I'd never got to meet her. And Eitan just raved about her. So I decided to go do her clinic here in New York. And it was a 4-day clinic and we just clicked. And she ended up the following month coming here for 10 days. And we just had a wonderful time. And then about 3 or 4 months later, then her facility was going to be sold and they wouldn't renew her lease. So long story short, we talked it over and she ended up coming out here and to the East Coast and living with us permanently, because I was kind of, at that point, I had already started at about 2006. I had what was called Equimania Show. I produced that here, and we did it at another facility only because it was larger, and it was a dinner. We had a dinner with it and everything. It was a 2-hour show. So we were kind of doing the same thing, you know, and that's, you know, one reason why we really clicked. And she said, suggested having the show here. We dissolved Equimania and took on her name, which was Magical World of Dancing Horses. That's the show she produced. And so she suggested having it at our arena. Our arena is smaller. We can hold 200 people in our arena, but it makes it, like she said, it makes it more personable. And we were able to change it into a theater where the other arena was so big, we wouldn't be able to put that atmosphere in, you know?
Right.
And that's what my show lacked, you know? And so, I mean, she has such interesting ideas on how to bring it up several notches and make it so much better. And I've learned so much from her. And it's been such a neat experience.
Well,
and
well, before we go too much further, let's say hi to Diane. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good. Now, Diane, I want to go back in time a little bit. You've been performing forever, right? I mean, literally.
Things like it.
So tell us some of the places that you've actually performed.
I've performed in the Netherlands at the Frisian Stallion Show. I was in Mexico City. I've been in actually the first horse expo that ever existed. And that was quite a long time ago. That was in Seattle, Tacoma in Seattle. And then they kind of died out. Then they popped back up again. I was at the World Games. I've been at Equitana. I've been, my horse was the, has a Briar statue. So I was at Briar Fest in Kentucky and all over the United States, the Royal Lipizzan Stallion Show, a dinner theater in Wisconsin, a horse dinner theater. And, so I've been to Canada. I've been to, Montana, you know, all over. Just seems like I kind of wander wherever the horses take me, that's where I go.
And you do, in your act, you do a number of different things. You do ridden, you do long lining, you do freestyle, just a little bit of everything. Do you have horses, a breed of horse that you prefer?
Not, yes and no. Number one, I want to look, have the most unusual and beautiful horse I can find. And I was probably the first one, well, I was the first one to actually have a trained high school, classical high school Frisian in this country. And as I was with the Andalusians years and years and years ago, when they used to follow you around after the show in big groups because I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And so it's to me, it's what's going to grab the audience and that I stand out and be different from everybody else. So I've done Frisians, I've done Andalusians. I have now presently, I've gone to the Palomino Saddlebreds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I always try to come out with something different. Yes.
Well, they're flashy.
Yeah. I'm back.
Yeah. You know, it is, because I've been a performer for so long, it is all about the show. And you know, one of the things about doing radio that I miss from doing stage is that you don't get that direct response from the audience like you do. No. when you're in front of the audience, that you kind of live for that as a performer, don't you?
Yeah, well, you do. You get that special one a couple times in your lifetime, standing ovations, you know, that kind of thing is makes you keep going. But also it's the journey of training that horse. And for me, it's always been the horse and I, never just me. I never used the horse as a tool. It was always the horse and I, and hopefully I could make that performance so those people didn't have to know anything about a horse, only that they enjoy what I'm doing and that I've choreographed it and put the music to it so that it all worked.
And the horses, depending on which horse too, there's certain horses that just feed off the audience more than others too, right?
It's the excitement of the horse, and that's what I try to capture. I don't want to train a horse that isn't going to do that for me, because it takes too many years to train this horse. So he has to be a special individual, not necessarily in conformation. He can have conformation flaws, but the overall beauty has to be there. And so that when I come in, the people go, oh, my God, look at that. you know, that's what I'm searching for in a horse.
And the presence, right? I mean, if you look at the top horses in the dressage world, we actually over the weekend just watched the World Cup dressage. And when you look at those top horses, they have a presence and they know why they're there and they seem to just really like performing. And I think that comes across to when you watch a show as well.
And it's very, very important to me, and I'm sure to these other trainers that do the same, is that you give that horse that feeling of I'm an eagle, and you don't berate them and say you're going to do what I want you to do. It's that you let them have the gaiety and the proudness, and that it isn't always about do it exactly. It's help me do it. You know, right. And you keep them lively. All my horses are spoiled rotten. But when I'm on top, I'm the trainer, they're the horse, you know. But because they're spoiled rotten and got personalities, it comes through in your performance.
Is there a show that you did that just stands out for you for whatever reason? It went totally wrong. It was something went totally right. Something bizarre happened. Is there one that just stands out?
Yes, I think the one that probably have to stand out the most for me was Equitana in Kentucky. I believe it was 2000, something like that. And I had put on a performance and I had built it, and it's called the Hollywood Horses. And I integrated, like, I think probably 13 Frisians. And I gathered people from the East Coast and the West Coast, and they were all, I gave them a character. We had Darth Vader, we had Yosemite Sam, we had the Lone Ranger, we had everybody, we had the Wizard, and the Wizard made the whole act happen. And then I came in the end for a little 3-minute performance as Lord of the Dance. And when we got through, and as we came around, everybody in the finale, as we came in, the people stood up in a wave all around the arena as we came by. And that was probably the most rewarding of any performance I've ever given. Hmm. On the other hand, in Del Mar at Night of the Horse, I had 2 Liberty horses who never, ever, ever failed me, ever. And the arena was huge, and I went too far down. And when they turned loose the first horse, he didn't see me. He only saw the spots. And he saw the ears, tippy of his ears of his friend in the back. And they finally let in the other horse, and he saw me and he came to me. So I got them to me, but that was utter disgraceful for me that in this huge show that I would fail. And, but luckily that only happened once.
Well, and you know, we always had a saying in improv theater is the audience doesn't really know what you're supposed to do when you're doing improv theater. So sometimes you can get away with stuff like that and they think it's part of the show.
Yeah, especially with Liberty horses, you can, if you let those horses feed on themselves, they will make their own act. Right. And you only need to follow through. As long as you've got them coming back to you, you know, they can play. I have had horses build their own acts, and I was just sort of there as a conductor, because they do it themselves.
So, I've seen some dressage tests where the horses were building their own test, too. So I've seen that happen over the years.
Yeah. They're pretty much, they grill their horses more than I do mine. You know, right. Mine are certainly programmed because I cannot do it on the fly. They're programmed. They know what's next, and that gives them confidence for these unusual things I ask them to do, you know? And, so it's really an interesting, the whole training aspect is interesting of all horses. I think one of the most awkward things for me is that people see me perform all the time, but they say, well, she can't train my Western horse for me. And I said, well, why would that horse be difficult for me when I can make him do all these other things? You know, it's just, that's elementary, where what mine is a college degree.
Right.
You know, and I was a Western kid anyway. I bareback, you know, and roping horses and everything. So it's interesting that they put you in a category and that's where you stay.
I got to ask you, I want to go back to Pam and talk a little bit about, before we wrap here, I want to find make sure we get the information out about where you can take the courses and the clinic. But you have to tell us, I've been told you have to tell us about your husband's connection with Roy Rogers.
He was a Hollywood stuntman. He was actually raised by Tom Mix as a kid. A lot of people don't know who Tom Mix is, but I'm showing my age. And but he, through his Hollywood contacts, did double for Roy Rogers. And in when Gene Autry opened his museum in Burbank, California, they had this big party of all these old-time cowboys, and it was a big event. And we went to it, and we went up there, and Rex introduced me to Roy. I had met him before. And he turned to Rex, and he says, I want to tell you in front of everybody right now that I appreciate that you made me look as good as I did. And in that era, nobody knew that the cowboy Western stars did not do their own stunts, and it was taboo to say that they did. So that was a really, really rewarding moment. And Rex introduced me to a world of Hollywood that I never knew existed. It just, you know, I was glad to be along for the ride, but it wasn't my thing.
Yeah, and I read some of your bio and some of the those stories from back in the day when with your husband and all of that. So that was pretty cool. That was pretty neat. And not too many people have those stories, that's for sure. Well, Pam, before we run out of time, if somebody's interested in learning this art, where can they go and what can they do?
Well, they can go on. I have a Facebook page. It's just Facebook Pam Butterball. And it has all of our events, all of our information is on that Facebook page. And they can contact us anytime they want. And she does all kinds of different clinics. She'll go anywhere in the United States to do clinics. And we offer those same clinics here also. And one of them is a senior writers clinic, because a lot of senior people, as they age, fear issues. So she addresses those in this clinic, and she works on their horsemanship, and she works on obstacles, you know, problems that they might come up against, and obstacles, how to deal with it, and also introduces them to music at the end, where they can ride to music as a group. And it gets them not thinking of what they're doing. It gets them out of themselves and just riding again, you know.
So it's really interesting. Wait a minute. I don't know how Diane can do that. She's only like 39. I don't know how she can relate to that.
I know.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, and then, you know, they can also pick, you know, their format of their own, you know, that you tell us what you're interested in, you know, you can also get, you know, open up slots, hour slots, and just say, you know, each one pay for an hour slot or however many they want, and say, this is what I want to work on. You know, you tell us. And also then that's near and dear to our hearts is the equestrian dance clinic. And that's something that we want to try to get rolling on the East Coast. And you know how the West Coast has, they've kind of taken and owned cowboy dressage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want the East Coast to take and own equestrian dance. And we're really trying to get it rolling. We're offering special clinics on that. And you know, you can start out with just, you know, let's have fun with equestrian dance clinic. And that's just like kind of introducing you to what equestrian dance is all about. Then we have the equestrian dance for competition. If you want to be more serious and want to actually compete in it, then you can do that clinic. And then we have the equestrian dance for higher movement. You know, and that gets into more higher level stuff. But we want groups and clubs that are established, we want them to get involved and maybe develop their own competitive equestrian dance team. And it can be so fun doing this as a group together. You can meet once a week or twice a month or whatever you set up, and all get together, talk about your costume, and help each other with music and
and choreography. You know, it's just a real neat thing to do as a group. And also, if they want to opt, they can go up a little more and bring her out and have one of the equestrian dance clinics. You know, once they get started, then she can come out and help them fine tune their program. And then if they opt to have a show at their place, they can bring her out again and she can help them produce it. Maybe do a 2 or 3 day, have her out there for 2 or 3 days, and then they can see what it takes to produce one of these, you know, and they can, you know, help her and all that and put a whole show together, or they can have it as a competition / show, you know, however they want to do it. They can invite their family and friends and even the public if they like. And that's what we offer. If they don't want to do it themselves, they can come to our facility. We have it's called the main event competition show.
And
they can come here.
You're in a town in Pennsylvania. Everybody knows the town you're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's Punxsutawney. Yes. That's a town that everybody recognizes. We are out of time.
Yep. And what we...
We're out of time. So give the website. I don't want to... where can they go again?
Well, it's on Facebook, Pam Butterbaugh.
And Imagine Dancing Horses.
That's right. And their website is also worldofdancinghorses.com. And I'm sure you can reach them through there. We'll post a link in our show notes page as well. Thank you both for coming on. It's nice to meet you both. And we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Well, there is an art, I think, that's probably gone away a little bit. I think that the Equitanas and those kinds of shows, well, we had Arabian Nights here in Florida that's now closed. So I think those kind of shows with those kind of performers are getting fewer and far between. So it's kind of cool that somebody's trying to revive that show aspect of things.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
And I mean, there's still, like, you know, Cavalia goes around and it's quite popular. So I think it's just getting more localized, maybe. I don't know.
Well, and I think it's expensive to put them on. So, you know, that's part of the problem, too.
Yeah, horses are not, you know, the cheapest travel companions.
Right. Especially when you have, what'd she say, 15 Frisians going with you. They tend to eat.
You know what's
a lot.
Funny is I was actually, and I didn't want to jump in because it would have been weird for this female voice to jump in all of a sudden, but I actually was at that Equitana.
Oh, really?
In 2000.
In 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
well,
the year.
You know, they're looking at bringing it back.
It was so fun.
They're looking at bringing it back, and Atlanta is one of the places they're looking at bringing it back to.
Wow.
Yep. Cool. So, yeah, that they're working on that for 2018. I just talked to the guy, actually, not too long ago. So, yeah, that might be coming back. We'll see. Or a big show like that. We never got to see it, but it did look like it was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break. We have really bad ads coming up, but first we have to hear from a couple of our sponsors and... Well, you know, I just have to say that
Why did you just do an evil laugh?
Well, last night we had a little Facebook Live where we're talking about the cruise and everything, and then we gave away some more of the test products to the auditors, and we do that in the form of trivia. And one of the trivia questions was, what is Jamie's least favorite song from Marianne Kennedy? And somebody guessed it right away, and then they all insisted that I play it today just to aggravate the hell out of you. So we'll be back in just a minute. The Rolex 3-day event is right around the corner, and for the 9th year, the Horse Radio Network will once again be providing coverage from Rolex. Thanks to our sponsors, WeatherBeta and AccuSuede. We will be bringing you 2 special episodes of Horses in the Morning from Rolex with the whole crew on hand. Jamie, Jen, and I will be there. I know, it's a tough assignment. We will put together a show on Friday and Sunday morning on the Horses in the Morning feed. Also, we are having a couple of listener meetups, one Friday night at the Grey Goose in Midway, a few exits from the Horse Park at 7:30. Cross Country Day, we will meet a half an hour before the start of Cross Country at Jump Number 1. That's become tradition. And then at 2 p.m. At the Horse Nation or Eventing Nation tailgate for trivia and prizes. We will announce that on Facebook before the event. We don't know where they'll be. Follow all the details by searching Facebook for HRN at Rolex, and you'll find our event page. WeatherBeta's Spring Turnout Blanket Collection features the latest in their Comfortech range. Not sure which turnout fits your horse's needs? Check out WeatherBeta's Blanket ID tool at WeatherBeta.com. Also find WeatherBeta products at Rolex at Bit of Britain, Horse Lovers, and One Stop Equine Shop. Does your horse have tight, sore muscles? Does he take a long time to loosen up in a ride? Is your horse in pain and recovering from competition or injury? Use AccuHorseMat and see the results in as little as 15 minutes. Find AccuSuite and the AccuHorseMat at booth 218 in the Rolex Trade Fair on the upper level next to the concessions. Are you ready?
No, see, it's not fair that you're going to do this because everybody else has to sit there and listen to this too, and they're all going to turn it off. So just realize, I don't know if you can fast forward, but come back to us for really bad ads, okay? I know you're going to leave now, but come back to us for really bad ads.
Enjoy, Jamie.
I'm a barn cat. Not an alley cat or a house cat. I don't sit in laps. I got a real job. I catch mice. It's a tough life. I'm a barn cat. Stalk them all. Don't need a litter box. I got a round pen, 60 foot of sand. Yeah, I'm a barn cat. Barn cat. Meow. This is my territory.
Know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe.
Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store. Or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Well, we're back, and thank you so much for joining us here on Horses in the Morning. We appreciate you being here, and we just played that spot a little bit earlier about our Rolex, so we hope to see a bunch of you at Rolex for all our different meetups. It should be a lot of fun. But now, it is that time of the week.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing, and he means another, but... he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we take some listener-submitted ads and have a little bit of fun with them. Although today, it looks like the listeners just had fun with them and we can sit back and relax. So
I did write one, so I do have one if you want.
Oh, yeah, we'll start with that one then. But first, let's talk about the prizes we're giving away this month. Jennifer, what do we have for the people?
We have three, count them, three prize packages this week, and each one of the three winners will get a copy of Thelwell's Pony Cavalcade, a classic collection of Norman Thelwell's art, including stuff from Angels on Horseback, A Leg at Each Corner, and Thelwell's Riding Academy. Thelwell's Riding Academy is the very first horse book that I ever got. Oh, it's so cool! And you also get a copy of The Essential Fergus, The Life and Times of the World's Favorite Cartoon Equine by our favorite gal, Jean Abernethy.
Very good. And let's get started with Jamie's ad that she just wrote, her really bad ad.
Okay. This is honestly the truth. And I would like, Glenn, if you would like to, this is one of those read between the line ads.
Okay.
For sale. 3-year-old. This is Little Precious, by the way. 3-year-old custom bred jet black filly.
Custom bred.
I just invented that word.
That's kind of good, actually. Custom bred.
Like that. Very unique.
I can just see you with your petri dishes mixing it up. So go ahead.
She's genetically selected to survive. Okay. She's custom bred,
like a compounding pharmacy. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
Very unique looking, and to me that means like big head, tiny body, kind of weird looking, you know, but yeah. Cute.
Skinny neck.
shows incredible talent for jumping and great scope. Yeah. Great scope. So she jumps when you don't want her to. Sure to get you noticed. Big, bold personality. 10.5 hands. Does need experienced rider.
Of course.
Also, please be advised that she will need to stay in constant training.
Forever.
Forever.
Until she's 45, because that's how long this one's going to live.
Exactly. She's going to live until she's 60. Finally, you cannot put a price on this talent, scope, or heart. Just remember, pretty is as pretty does.
Very well done. Well written. You've learned a lot in your 6 years of reading these ads.
Poor little Precious. Somebody give her a home, please. I don't want to take
Have
her
we
home.
Ever determined how old Precious is?
She's 3.
Oh, well, yeah.
Glenn,
you will have 45 years with her.
Custom bred. She's got another good 40-plus years in her, yeah.
All right. Let's do Gemma. Oh, we always love when Gemma submits ads.
Oh, Lord.
Let's take a listen.
Hey, it's Gemma here with Mare Quarter Horse Finnish Flicka Still Have. There's some very interesting spelling in here. So, please read to the end. This horse is amazing. She is 5 years old. She's about 14 and a half hands tall. She has a swirly coat and a bright white diamond on her head. She has creamy half socks. She has papers APHA. I really don't want to get rid of this sweet girl, but I need to continue on my dream. Being a barrel racer is hard, and I love her to death. I wanted to finish training her, but I can't because I have some nerve damage in my ankle and leg. I wanted to take her to a trainer to finish her, but I don't have the money. Flicka has a lot of sentimental value. She comes from an old friend of my dad's. He's like a grandpa to me. I really wish I could keep her, but I don't see why I should let such an amazing horse Tutu waste. She has so much potential and such a big heart. She's so nice to everyone. She's the most gentle horse I've ever dealt with. She's always the first one at the gate to greet me. She follows me to the water, and if I run, she's right behind me. Anyone that's willing to put the time into her that she needs won't regret it. She just needs to be finished. She has been exposed to barrels and poles. Also, you can ride her bareback around cars and big trucks. She's been in mountains and arenas with other horses in town on busy roads, and she doesn't mind it. Please just give this amazing girl a chance. Please feel free to call or text any time of day.
Can we just have Gemma read all of our ads? We just need Gemma.
That was a really good.
How about this? How about we pay you a little less on Fridays? We pay Gemma the difference. We just have her read all the ads. We can quit at 10 and just play them.
How about you don't pay me less? And how about next time you're gone on a Friday, Gemma's my co-host.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be fun. She has the greatest voice, and she's just an actress. She really is.
That was so funny. I can't laugh very much because it makes me cough, but that was hysterical.
It's very good. Very well done, Gemma, as usual.
All right. Susanna sent the next one in, and this is one of the good luck seeing this next week. It's a post on Facebook. Appaloosas for trade, sale, or lease page. ISO Reg Appaloosa Trail Horse in Simi Valley, California. I am looking for a unicorn in need of a good-minded, soft-strided urban trail horse. This means they must handle many forms of horse torture. Trash trucks, loose noisy dogs, balloons, screaming children, dirt bikes, sneaky bicycles. This also includes riding trails in the hills of Southern California. Since I often ride by myself, being good on their own is important, but the friends I ride with don't like nasty. They also don't appreciate having to hold up for a plotter, and I don't care to have to bump all day long. I'm primarily a cruiser, but like arena and obstacle work for focus, so a decent handle is a must. Oh, did I mention halter used to be my thing? Pretty and handsome is a must. PM me if you have my unicorn.
Are they looking for a car or a horse? I got lost in the middle there somewhere.
I think a good dirt bike would suit them.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, oh, by the way, you forgot to mention that they're willing to pay about $5 for that perfect horse, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then they had a picture of a Appaloosa facing a wall. Why that is, I don't know.
If you notice, it's the picture of an Appaloosa drinking out of a waterer.
Is that what that is? I didn't know what it was.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, why? I don't know why either.
I don't know.
It had nothing to do with the ad. Anyway, Elizabeth Bourbon sent this one in.
This is Elizabeth from Burney, Texas, with a really bad ad. This is for Big Bold Mover. It's a chestnut Appaloosa gelding whose skills include flax and mane, except the picture shows kind of a chestnut mane, so not really. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Lex is a great guy. He has been on trail rides, been ridden on the road, but you need to ride facing traffic or keep him in the ditch when the vehicle is close. He turns into it to look what is there, and that isn't good. LOL. Has ridden in an arena, been started in working equation, is doing very well. He prefers an English or Aussie saddle, is great with grooming, bath the farrier, trailering, loading, and unloading. He is not for beginners. He has no patience for constant mistakes. He doesn't buck or kick or do anything stupid. He just stops if you keep giving the wrong signals and won't move. Up to date on all shots and coggins, asking $4,500 or best offer.
Okay, well, let's get this right. We're asking $4,500 for a horse that turns into traffic.
And it's literally trying to kill itself.
And you. Don't forget it's trying to kill you, too.
Probably what it's going for. It's going to dump you right in front of the truck tires.
And we'll stop and not move forever. We'll just leave you. You're going to walk home.
You go ride that thing in the ditch, okay? You go ride it in the ditch, because otherwise he'd take you right in front of that truck.
Just what I want.
Wow. Awesome. Hey, by the way, it is easy for you guys to send in your own. Just take the little microphone app on your phone that it comes with and just hit that, record your ad, and email it. Done. This is so fun.
It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Jill sent the following one in. Pony Mare, free in West Virginia. 13.
I have one of those, too.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see if it's like yours. 13-hand grade Pony Mare. Not broke. So far, it is.
She's not custom bred.
Oh, but it's grade.
Mine is custom.
Oh, sorry. Not broke. She is extremely nervous. Very similar so far, and often resists to walk. She's scared of people over $200. I've never loaded her, and she was delivered when I got her, so I'm not sure how she loads, but I'm assuming she won't be thrilled about it. She needs an experienced handler due to her spooky tendencies. You will be responsible for loading and hauling. Cash only, and I am not taking that back.
I thought it was free.
No, apparently it's $200. Did you notice how they put the $200 in the middle of the ad? And did you walk right over that? The title does say free. It does. So it's a lot. It's very similar to yours, only yours actually is free. So
Yeah. Exactly.
And with yours, we're not sure they load either.
She's not really nervous.
No.
She's not spooky. No. She's super, like, super chill.
All right, good. Well, Avery sent the following one in.
Antisocial lawnmower, $400 in Moses Lake, Washington. Star, a mini white mare, is a great lawnmower. Star will eat the grasses and weeds down to the ground. Star is not, in all caps, friendly. She will kick you, kick your dog, kick another horse just for kicks. Star was transported to her current location in a large van with another mini and did well during the trip, though I doubt I'd be so lucky not to lose a window, so I won't be offering transportation. Star would probably travel acceptably tied safely in an open bed truck, for instance. Star has a bridle and a good lead rope, both permanently attached. Star has had two hoof trimmings, one just last month, one when we got her late last summer. Star is, I believe, around 7 years old, so there's plenty of angry life left in her. We are just keeping the mini that came with her. He's 16 years old, mows just as well, and he's friendly. Star is a newer model and a good lawn mowing investment. She did what was expected of her and mowed our weeds out of the yard. Now it is time for her to move on. I have too many pets and don't want a puppy or dog killed just for saying hi to her. She will either need staked out or placed in a fenced area. She is smart and can open gates that are not secured. Doesn't seem to have good jumping power, so short fences ought to keep her in. She's currently enclosed with a 4-foot wire fence, yet I think a 3-foot fence would hold her as well. If you know where Moses Lake Walmart is, Star is located within walking distance.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You can walk there from the Walmart, y'all.
Where'd you get your pony? At the Walmart.
At the Walmart.
Well, hell, I didn't get her at the Walmart, Jennifer. Don't be ridiculous. I had to get to the Walmart and then I walked over. And then what we did is when we got that pony from walking from the Walmart over, then we took her back to the Walmart and I put her in the back of my truck that was parked in the Walmart parking lot. And we just tied her on in the back because she ain't a great jumper. She did kick the bejesus out of me, though, but whatever. Thank God this is not a stallion.
Did you notice that did you catch that she said, I listened to this twice before the show, that she said that the halter and lead rope were permanently attached?
Yeah, that's a little scary. I didn't know if it needed to be or it's ingrained.
I thought maybe the halter grew around the face. You know how they do that sometimes? That's what I pictured. But maybe it just meant that the lead rope and the halter itself were permanently attached. I thought it meant they're permanently attached to the mini. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. You shopping at the Walmart and you're like, you know what?
I need myself a nasty mini.
I need a nice little nasty pony. And they just don't sell them here. Where can I find me a mini near the Walmart? Oh, my God. I can just walk down the street and go ahead and get me one. Oh, damn.
That was very funny.
Oh my God, it's the theme of the day.
Ponies.
Cyan sent this one in. Or is it Sean?
Sean.
How do you say it?
Yeah.
Sean. Pony for sale, $500. Again, if you guys are seriously looking for a pony, I got a free one. Pony for sale, $500 in Spanish Fork, Utah. Grandkids don't ride it anymore, so I won't feed it anymore. My God.
Just stop feeding it. That's it.
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, that is a little harsh.
Mid-teens, smart, good personality, learns fast. Ridden only twice last year, needs a tune-up. Before that, it was a good pony for my grandkids. Sound easy keeper. Hell, because I'm not feeding it at all and it's not dead.
Yeah, so. And the pony's pissed because it's not eating. So, somebody take that pony, please. All right, you're going to... I actually did listen to this one before the show because it's Carly, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be good to air because... It's Carly. So,
not that it would not be good to air. Make sure it's appropriate to air.
Yeah, that's a good word. Appropriate. Yeah. Because it's Carly. Yeah, we love Carly. And Carly is one of our most active auditors. And there was an entire discussion around her butt this week in the auditor room. And you started that discussion. You started that discussion, too. That was your fault.
Well, I'm sorry. She posted a picture of her butt in these pants, and it turns out she's showing the pants, but I couldn't stop looking at her butt because it looked amazing.
And that led to about 500 comments about her butt. So, and I was not involved in that, I'll have you know. I was not involved.
I know you told everybody.
Good call, Glenn.
Yeah, I was not involved in Carly's butt in any way, shape, or form. So, here we go.
Oh, hey. It's me again. So, this... bad ad is going to be done in Jamie fashion.
You're gonna love this.
Of a Georgian accent, because this is from Eufaula, Georgia. I feel like me and Jamie could do some kind of accent battle, but I feel the big guns could be taken out and my Russian mobster might just kind of put the ball in my court. Anyways, here we go. Gated Tennessee Walking Horse McCurdy Plantation Gilding, $1,500. Nice 3-year-old registered McCurdy Plantation Horse Gilding, comma. Almost 3 years old, comma. 14.3 hands and growing, comma. Rides good, comma. Smooth gated, comma. Wants to be in your pocket. comma. Great horse, comma, clips, apostrophe, loads, comma, neck reins, comma, can pop whip off his back, comma, 1500 OBO. Yeah, that was interesting.
Very well done.
Wow.
She has that upper class southern accent down, doesn't she?
She's got one of them rich girl southern accents.
She does. She's got the plant. You know, it was appropriate for a plantation horse because she sounded like the plantation owner right there.
Yeah, she did. Sweet.
We interviewed a lady last year sometime that is a fox hunter out of Georgia, and she is a plantation owner. She sounded just like that. Just like that.
My father's wife sounds like that.
Oh, the upper class southern accent?
Yeah.
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 Nothing like
that. That'll be Virginia, sir.
Yeah, Virginia.
Virginia.
Wow, that was very well done, Carly.
Yeah, Carly, that was amazing. Amazing. Comma.
Kayla sent in the following. Oh, it's a really bad trailer today. 16-horse trailer, $750 in Springfield, I'm assuming Illinois. Nice trailer. Inside frame and structure is good. Needs new floor of your choice. Tags are good. Ready to tow away.
To the dumpster.
This trailer is made of rust. It's rust.
It's just rust.
The entire trailer's rust, except for the brand new tires that somebody saw fit to put on this rusty old trailer. I don't know why they did that.
Now, can I ask you a question? Yeah. You see that little window with the circle cut out?
Yeah, the porthole.
It's in there.
What's that in the window?
Oh, it kind of looks like something out of... It looks like R2-T2 or something.
It looks like some sort of like weird robot that's staring at you.
Yeah, or a camera.
Yeah, you're right.
Or a camera.
It's photographing you.
I don't know. It's a camera. It is bizarre. You're right.
Surveillance camera. Dun, dun, dun.
There's some poor homeless little iRobot thing living in there, and they're going to sell this rust bucket, and then he's going to be discovered at his next... I watched too many movies.
Yes, you watched too many movies. Too much sci-fi for you. And this hitch is not going to go up and down. This hitch hasn't going to go up and down in about 20 years.
I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks underneath the hitch. Yep. It's ready to away. Just don't untow it.
Just don't untow it. You might get $20 at the scrap heap. All
right. Is that green on is that mold on the rust over there over the tires?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
mold
that
on
would
the
be
rust.
Moss growing yeah,
moss
out of
on
it.
The rust.
Oh, man.
The tires look great.
It's going to turn into a topiary soon.
Jennifer will post that on our Facebook page. You can all see the trailer of the week. One last one. Scott sent this one in. Let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Scott Kreidler from Lake Anna, Virginia. When I saw Glenn put up the bat signal for really bad ads, I took a look at the local Richmond Craigslist to see what was out there, and I came across this gem. The ad is titled Miniature Horse for Sale, $200, and it includes two photos of a little bay girl, and that's about all you can tell. Note there's no punctuation anywhere in this ad except a few periods and misspellings. Hello, I have a miniature horse for sale. I pretty much got her as a package deal when I brought three from the original owner. So all I know about her is she is about 5 years old and about 11 hands high. She will need a little work if planning on riding her. I never rode her because I'm not into small horses. The guy gave me a great deal on them if I took the small horses as well. I know she had a Coggins shot before, but I don't have paperwork since the guy only stayed 2 miles from me. Honestly, that's all I know about her. Thanks you.
Thanks you.
And there you have it. Best snatch that one up.
Oh my God. Scott just drips sarcasm.
Yeah, he does.
She got a Coggins shot. She's good to go. I can't laugh. You guys are killing me. Pop, and I'm laughing so much.
We're going to end on y'all. Scott.
Oh, my God. Just can you play it again, please?
All
just
right.
Play
all, right. Again. Yeah, all right. We'll play it again.
Hi, this is Scott Kreidler from Lake Anna, Virginia. When I saw Glenn put up the bat signal for
bat signal,
really
like
bad ads, I took a look at the local Richmond Craigslist to see what was out there, and I came across this gem.
Yes.
The ad is titled Miniature Horse for Sale, $200, and it includes two photos of a little bay girl, and that's about all you can tell. Note there's no punctuation anywhere in this ad except a few periods and misspellings. Hello, I have a miniature horse for sale. I pretty much got her as a package deal when I brought three from the original owner. So all I know about her is she is about 5 years old and about 11 hands high. She will need a little work if planning on riding her. I never rode her because I'm not into small horses. The guy gave me a great deal on them if I took the small horses as well. I know she had a Coggins shot before, but I don't have paperwork since the guy only stayed 2 miles from me. Honestly, that's all I know about her. Thanks you.
Thanks you.
Thanks you.
He sounds like he's like reading NPR news,
yes.
But like it's sarcastic, really bad ad. It's just I can't put my finger on it. Scott, I want to do really bad ads with him too. Put him on the list. I want Jim on the list. I want Carly on the list. I want Elizabeth on the list. All of these guys that send in ads are all on the list for Friday ads. Oh my God. So funny.
Well done, everybody. Well done. And it made it easy for us, so thank you very much. Jamie really appreciates it today.
We are going to skip one, and it's also a pony for sale, by the way. Did you notice that?
What is
There's
it with
a fire
the ads
sale
today?
On...
It's all ponies.
Fire sale on ponies across the world.
Really bad ponies. If you want really bad pony that'll kick the crap out of you and everything you own, today's your day. Today's a good
is
day.
Today. Except for my custom-bred black jet black filly.
That's right. Who was super nice and sweet, and you'll be able to do anything with it.
So if you train her.
Yeah, that's right. Once you train her. Well, Monday, Jamie's off because you're going to be traveling back home and then back to California again. So we have Lisa Wysocki joining us on Monday morning. We have the travel agent is joining us to talk about the cruise. We'll be officially making all the announcements and talking about the cruise, the Horse Lovers Cruise on Monday. And then we have the lady who runs the trail riding in Nassau to coming on, too. We're going to talk to her about that and also how much hay costs in Nassau. I got to know how much a bale of hay costs in Nassau. So we're going to do that on Monday, and then Leslie will be here as well. And then, Jamie, you're going to be back next Wednesday, right?
I will. I'll be here, and I'm going to have a couple interviews from some other people.
What? 2 weeks. We leave for, you get home, and then we leave for Rolex.
Yeah, I know. My husband has reminded me several times.
He's not happy about that. Is he going? Is he coming this year?
I don't think so. But Lucas is coming, and I have no babysitters. So any of y'all coming? Come on.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners coming, and they all love Lucas.
I'm sure. He's the cutest thing ever.
I'm sure they'd be happy to babysit for you. I'm sure.
What I'm hearing is your babysitting is what I'm hearing.
Although I like Lucas, too. We get along pretty well. See y'all. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Neuter Geld.